Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. Listen to Jeremiah 32, 38 to 41, where God says, "And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for their own good and the good of their children after them. I will make with them an everlasting covenant that I will not turn away from doing good to them. And I will put the fear of me in their hearts, that they may not turn from me. I will rejoice in doing them good, and I will plant them in this land of faithfulness with all my heart and all my soul." We hear God say He is going to give us forever fear for our good. And God adds, He'll put fear in our hearts to keep us from turning from Him. And He'll rejoice in this because it is for our good. We all want to be happy, to be whole, to be more alive. And God says fear of Him is the path to all these. I know that sounds strange because we tend to think of fear only negatively. We love the fact that the most frequent command in the Bible is, "Do not be afraid." And our culture tries to do everything to alleviate fears to the point we medicalize it. And I'm not saying there is not need for medicine to treat anxiety. My first point is that healthy fear of the Lord puts all their fears in perspective. And more to our point here, fear of the Lord is a positive experience, a good thing. The reason the Bible can speak of fear negatively so often, yet tell us fearing the Lord is a thing of joy, Psalm 47, 1 and 2, is because the physical and emotional experience of fear is the same. To fear is to be overwhelmed. It's to be overcome, to experience great intensity. But fear, get this, is a positive when it involves relationship. When my future wife walked down the aisle, my knees nearly buckled. I trembled with delight as she drew near. When it comes to God, well, of course, our fear of the Lord begins first by comprehending Him as Creator, as King of the universe. We're awestruck by God's immensity and power and by how small we are. But that fear changes into delight when we're brought into relationship, when we see relationship with God. Listen to Charles Spurgeon describe it. He says, "It will come sometimes in the consideration of the great works of nature, gazing upon the vast expanse of waters, looking up to the innumerable stars, examining the wing of an insect and seeing there the matchless skill of God displayed in the minute, or standing in a thunderstorm, watching as best you can the flashes of lightning and listening to the thunder of Jehovah's voice. Have you not often shrunk into yourself and said, 'Great God, how terrible art thou'? Not afraid, but full of delight, like a child who rejoices to see his father's wealth, his father's wisdom, his father's power, happy and at home, but feeling, oh, so little." Spurgeon feels how little he is, a small creature taking in how terrible God is. But he goes farther. He sees God not only as Creator, but he's come to know Him as Father. Spurgeon sees his father's wealth, his father's wisdom, his father's power in the creation. It's when you see the awesome Creator who's holding Mars in one hand and fashioning a snowflake with the other is also your loving Father. It turns your fear into a delightful thing. I remember when I was little, my father stood in the place of God for me. I'd argue with my friends about how my dad was stronger than any other dad. My dad was the most powerful man on earth to small Joel. When I was in trouble and had to face him, I trembled, yet I knew he loved me. When he wrapped me up in his arms, I felt safe. It overwhelmed me. That childhood experience was a pointer to a greater Father I would come to know. That is what makes the fear of the Creator different for the Christian. J.I. Packer says, "If you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his Father. If this is not the thought that prompts and controls his worship and prayers and his whole outlook on life, it means he does not understand Christianity very well at all." Do you make much of God being your Father? Or do you struggle to feel like you're a child when you see all your mess? My friend, we have to take our eyes off of us and look to the Son, the Father sent to be our big brother. We have to look to the cross and its glory, to the Savior and his love, and to the glory of an awesome God who is also humble, paying such a cost to prove he is not ashamed to call us his children. Friend, don't blow up your sin to be greater than your Savior. Don't let your failures overshadow your Father. My friend, you're small, you're not that powerful. Fear the Lord and rejoice as you tremble in the knowledge that one day soon we will all be only children forever, enjoying our Father for all of eternity. Remember who you are and who you belong to.